You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, ho, ho!
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out.
Everybody's having to work a little harder to find a reason to be grateful, cheerful, and happy. And that's what we try and do at Rosie and House, is redirect your attitude to gratitude, love and peace and happiness, and kiss 2020 goodbye.
We'll be happy to see you go.
What is today, the 19th? So we're down like less than 15 days here, 13, 12 days left. Brand new year, brand new, brand new sunrise. It's a beautiful day, and this is the Outdoor Living Hour. We're talking about anything you want to talk about, your landscape, lawns, gardens. We've covered winter lawn care. We've covered just a little bit of what the long, hot summer has done. We've talked about holiday plants. And right now, this isn't anything we're going to do regularly, but we're going to have a little spotlight here, a hero in local horticulture. And this isn't, I think this is going to be fun, but again, we're not going to make this a regular thing, because then you've got to go out and find it, and then you start stretching it. And, you know, this is the 32nd year of the broadcast, and when you try and make something a regular feature, you find out after a year or two, you've kind of cycled through a lot of...
Yeah, well, there aren't that many horticulture heroes in horticulture out there.
You start to get stretched on the material. Yeah. But this just came across my desk this week, and I thought, you know, we should take a minute and just highlight Terry Michael, who has been a hero in horticulture, an Arizona native, born in 1984, December 29th.
48. 1948.
What did I say? 84.
Yeah.
48. He's, yeah. let me take another shot of coffee here. And he was a guest on the program a few times. And at that time, we had a woman by the name of Carolyn Skakowski, who was helping produce the show. And she would, at the end of the broadcast, give us a rating and, you know, critique us here and there. And she always loved when Terry Michael came on, because she said, I never know what he was talking about, but the amount of enthusiasm he could give to dirt or a carrot or a leaf or a branch, she's like, he had every question that he was asked and he would took on air, it was like he was so excited to be asked and talking about it. And she goes, and I have no idea what it was, but he made it sound so interesting.
That sums him up pretty well. We lost Terry yesterday. Had a long battle with the stroke and some other complications. But Terry was a county extension agent, you know, when I kind of started growing up in the business. And he's a little older than I am, but he was always willing to speak at something, be a guest on a radio show, write an article for you, teach a class, just show up for moral support if you were having an event of some kind. Anything to do with plants, planting, he judged it. I think every state, he made almost every county fair in the state of Arizona to be a judge. Because of his love and enthusiasm for all things green and growing. He had a notorious habit of tasting things. So he would see some, and I think there's something about horticulturists.
Is that what made you taste oleander?
Well, yeah. And my dad will do that. We'll be out hunting or walking through, and he'll pick something up and stick it in his mouth. And I'm like, so it must go hand in hand with being a horticulturist. You just think you got
to
taste it.
Now, since you've gone to work at Hickman's Chicken Fertilizer
Place, No. I kind of imagine what that might taste like. So, no. No. Yeah, no, not happening. I've breathed a lot of it in, and probably tasted it that way. But
just checking.
Yeah, thank you.
Now
Trina, I'm just checking for Trina's sake.
I'm not somebody that watches a lot of TV, and I had no idea he had a TV show, the Farm and Home Show. on Channel 10 in the 80s?
Well, I guess it was a county extension, probably had the show. A guy named Bob Halverson did it for years and years and years before that, many years. Anybody who's been around here a long time probably remembers Bob doing the show. And then Bob retired. Terry took the show over. It was a recorded show, but it was, you know, Farm and Home, the old Farm Report, you know, the old, was it Green Acres, the TV show that had the guy doing the Farm and Home Report shows, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, Terry did that program and did a lot of work with the Master Gardeners in Maricopa County. And anybody that's been in and around nurseries and plants and horticulture, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, probably has a lot of fond memories of Terry. So one of my fondest memories, though, it has nothing to do with plants. So he went to that educational institution closer to the border.
U of A.
Oh, yeah, U of A. Yeah, that's right. So we always had a friendly bet on the ASU U of A game, and for some reason we came to find out that we both liked Spam, which not a lot of people do, but I love it.
The canned meat.
Canned meat. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some people might question
if it's meat.
But so we always bet a can of Spam on the ASU U of A game, and you know, I think I have more cans of Spam than he does, but that'll always be a very fond memory of Terry.
The Spam Exchange.
The Spam Exchange, yeah. And so we would, the next year, double or nothing. Double or nothing. That went on for a long time. But he'll be missed in the green industry community. It's a pretty small community, and he meant a lot to a lot of people.
And you had talked about, you know, making all the county fairs. This is something Steve Preby shared with me. He would go on what they call the river run, you know, up the Colorado River to the county fairs, and he would line up just to make it so he wouldn't have to keep going back and forth,
Yeah.
He would go to Lake Havasu Thursday for the Master Gardeners from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the next day he'd go to Bullhead City 9 to noon and then go up to Kingman for one more class 1 to 4. I mean, that's serious dedication. I don't know, as a Master Gardener, you don't even get paid to go present those. I mean, and if you do, it doesn't cover your gas to get from Tucson to Lake Havasu.
Yeah, he loved helping people. And anybody that showed any interest in anything, any kind of gardening or landscaping or trees, he was more than willing to try and help them along their journey and understanding and growing that passion.
And he would also go up to Young, Arizona. That's not an easy town to get to. You have to be, you know, prepared and determined to get there, and not only get there but get back on the
scene. Gila County has an interesting deal. They have a county fair in Payson, and they have one in Globe. And back in those days, they also had a small one in Young. It's such a, you know, it's not a horribly large county, but it's hard to get from one end of it to the other. And
A flatland county like Maricopa and Pima and Pinal. And
so he did all the. I remember we shared a very dear friend, Eloise McNulty, who had a nursery in Globe, and she was the Gila County Fair in Globe, and Terry would always go up and help Eloise, you know, set up displays and judge that fair. So.
And I guess my point with all of that, Arizona is very terrain-wise diverse and very different. And we get calls and questions from different parts of the region. And a lot of times, like, well, you need to find a local nursery in your area. Well, that he could go to all those different places and those different elevations and different soil conditions and still be able to help people on a local basis in their own community. I mean, that's an extensive amount of knowledge.
Well, or an extensive amount of want to.
Yeah,
you know, he just was willing and wanting to help. So,
and even when he came on air, he had a book he always carried with him, and that was like his comfort blanket. Do you remember what book that was?
I tried
to find it, but it was, you know, it was a book on obviously plants and horticulture. And he's like, oh no, I He never once opened it in all the times he came on the broadcast, but he always held it with him. It was like his little security, his little plant Bible that he always carried with him. But
I don't remember that. That's interesting.
He did his time, and what would you say? He's got his toes in the big black soil in the sky.
Yes, he does, and everything he tastes up there will be fine. I don't think there's anything that can hurt you or you need to worry about.
Yeah, poinsettias are like a treat up there.
That's right, they're candy. That's right. Man. He also was a went in the Marine Corps right out of high school too, so served his country. That way as well. So.
A Tucsona native, right?
Yes.
Pueblo High, I think?
Pueblo High School.
Yeah. So he's our hero in horticulture.
Our horticultural hero. Terry Michael.
Have to define, I mean, how else do you...
See,
how
that's why I said, I'm not going to make it a segment.
We may never have another one after that. Right. It's going to be a hard one to top.
I'd like to be a candidate for next year. You were talking about a Christmas cactus surviving generations.
Right.
I had a Christmas cactus survive two generations of gerbils. Does that count?
Well, getting gerbils to survive that long is an accomplishment.
Well, it was a total of about 3.5 years, but it was two generations of gerbils.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
The longest I ever had anything live at my house.
Plant-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all have a pretty good track record with kids.
Yeah, kids and grandkids. We haven't lost one yet.
All right, we've got our final segment of Rosie on the House coming up, our outdoor living hour. Here at Rosie on the House, we have a number of text questions that have come in that we'll rifle through. And there's still time if you'd like to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.